I'm delighted to welcome our NPR audience. For those who are listening to a Midcoast Forum on Foreign Relations presentation for the first time, let me introduce ourselves. My name is Mac DeFord. I'm the head of the forum, which was founded 27 years ago by a small group living in the Midcoast area with an interest in the U.S. role in international relations. Membership is currently about 150 and includes former diplomats, international businessmen, retired academics, and others with an interest in foreign affairs. For further information, please see our website, www.midcoastforum.org. We have a monthly luncheon meeting, usually the first or second Monday, to hear an informed speaker discuss a topic of international interest. We have a busy summer schedule, starting with the visit of the International Nieman Fellows from Harvard, the weekend of May 22nd, May 23rd. The panel discussion with the fellows will be held here at the Samoset Saturday morning, May 22nd. For further information, contact Sarah Rowe at 236-8288. A week later, Monday, May 31st, Julia Swag, the Council on Foreign Relations Director for Latin America, will discuss Cuba. June 13th, Ambassador Avis Bolin will discuss nuclear disarmament with her thoughts on our just-signed nuclear treaty with Russia, as well as this week's 47-nation meeting in Washington on the nuclear threat. Monday, July 12th, Tom Ricks, who reported on Iraq for the Washington Post and wrote Fiasco, which many consider the best book on Iraq, we'll be discussing Iraq and where it goes from here. Monday, August 9th, former U.S. diplomat Goodwin Cook will bring us up to date on Africa. And for September or October, we are currently working out a date for Peter Galbraith, who was the number two U.N. official in Afghanistan. He was on a lot of talk shows this past weekend discussing Karzai, his corruption, and what Galbraith said was his possible drug use, which was certainly front page news. Today, we are delighted to have with us, let me get out my notes here. I've got my notes. We're delighted to have with us Mark Fraser, ConocoPhillips Professor of Chinese Politics at the University of Oklahoma, and the director of their School of International and Area Studies. A graduate of Princeton, he got his doctorate in political science from Berkeley. He subsequently was awarded a Fulbright scholarship, research fellowship to China. The author of numerous articles on China, his most recent book has just been published. It's called Socialist Insecurity, Pensions and the Politics of Uneven Development in China, which is what he's going to talk about today. The book, by the way, is available for sale up here after lunch, and Mark can sign it. So we're delighted to have Mark here. Please give him a warm welcome.
Thank you very much, Mac, and thank all of you for coming out today and for giving me this chance to talk about a subject that we don't hear very much about, we don't hear enough about, as we marvel over China's rise and make all sorts of assumptions and predictions about what China will look like in the future. First, a remark about the title. Many people, especially Americans, have, including a Transportation Safety Agency official at the airport last month, many Americans have asked me, why socialist in the title? Many people, especially Chinese, have asked me, why insecurity? So why socialist insecurity together? And the title is inspired in part, in large part, by the way that Deng Xiaoping, the great Chinese leader and the architect and advocate of China's market reforms, eventually resolved the very heated debates that were going on in the 1980s over socialism, over what it meant. He was well known for his pragmatism, and he knew that it was politically impossible to say